It was the summer of 2010, and I was traveling by myself in Mongolia, my first big solo traveling trip. I was in Ulaanbaatar, the capital city, and on my way to a ranch in a place called Orkhon. I showed the woman supervising the platform at the train station my ticket. She shook her head. "No, no, not this train." "Are you sure?" I asked. I had planned the trip fairly meticulously, but she waved me off. The sunset and departure time neared. I went back to the train woman. I pointed at the train's name on the ticket, gestured toward the green train in front of us, gave the thumbs up sign and nodded, and of course I flashed my pearly whites. She glared back at me and shook her head. "Next one." I heard someone hollering in English and discovered it was a boy selling peanuts on the platform. I made my way over, bought a bag, and made small talk with him about my travels to Orkhon. "Orkhon?" His ears perked up. "No, no," he said. "That's your train." And he pointed to the train just as it was pulling away. I nearly dropped my bag of peanuts. It was the last train of the day to my destination, and it was only my first day in Mongolia. How was I ever supposed to survive 3 weeks by myself? Before I knew it, a few tears rolled down my cheeks. I got a room for the night at a hostel near the station and asked a girl who worked there to buy me my $7 replacement ticket to Orkhon. I wanted to make sure I wouldn't get lost. "Don't worry, Sonia," she said when I finally got on the train the next day. She promised to call the ranch owner in Orkhon to tell him I was coming. On the train, I sat next to a woman who spoke English with a Russian accent. She nodded encouragingly when I showed her my ticket, Orkhon. "My stop too," she said. Her smile was comforting. When we arrived in Orkhon, she quickly disappeared. I started searching for a call center where I could dial the ranch owner. But then a girl about my age wearing Dior sunglasses called out to me. "You lost?" Her English had a Russian accent too. "I have a cell phone," she said. I was grateful for the offer and quickly dialed the ranch owner. "You're where?" he said when he answered the phone. "Orkhon? And you just got off?" "Yes." "Do you realize you're 4.5 hours away from where you should be?" "What?" It turns out Mongolia has many locations that share the same name, and there are at least two places called Orkhon. The girl from the hostel had bought me a ticket to the wrong Orkhon. What I needed to do was get to the right Orkhon. I had no time to feel sorry for myself. The Dior girl was getting in a cab with her brothers. I quickly explained my situation. With her sunglasses, English skills, and cell phone, she had become my bodyguard in a span of 5 minutes. She nodded intently and told me to join them in the cab. They could get me where I needed to go. What else could I do? I squished in the back seat. I decided things just had to turn out fine. We peeled away from the station, and I let myself marvel at the vast land and open sky surrounding me.